A different field day, but still excited for no-till. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's always gets a little exciting around here on the fourth Thursday in July. You know, this is our 40th year of hosting this event.
It's definitely not the same this year as is anything, but the Milan No-Till Field Day is all virtual today. Blake Brown, superintendent at the Ag Research and Education Center at Milan, says the decision to go virtual was tough, but the hope is the message still goes through.
Back in March, we were having to make plans, and we decided with all the COVID-19 issues going on that we probably weren't going to be able to do it live, and so we started making plans to do it as a virtual field day. And it took a lot of people behind the scenes and out front both to make it happen, but we're going live with it Thursday, July the 23rd. All the tours and activities will be available online. And I look forward to a big, big day.
Well, there's no doubt the technology and information shared at the No-Till Field Day over the past 40 years has been directly attributed to farmers here adopting conservation tillage practices on some 96% of their crop acreage. And Blake Brown says the goal now is focused on how to incorporate all the new technology into a no-till farming system.
So we're talking about the typical things with, you know, control of insects, diseases, and weeds, and all the major crops, corn, cotton, soybeans, soil health, soil fertility, pollinators, beef cattle, and the list goes on and on.
Well, there are 16 no-till tours available online, and these will be available indefinitely. And while many are disappointed that they won't be in Milan in person, Brown says the hope is to reach even more folks about the importance of no-till farming.
You know, potentially we have the possibility of even reaching a wider audience than we have in the past.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.